Hello, the Lord be with you, and welcome to our very first worship podcast here at Second Presbyterian Church in the city of New York. It's not, of course, technically a podcast, but it will serve the same purpose, I hope. I'm the Reverend Lindsay Borden, and I welcome you all to this time of worship whenever it is that you're listening in. As you probably know, we are not at this time holding worship or indeed any kind of gatherings, public gatherings in person due to the coronavirus, which is currently wreaking havoc across the globe. Because although being together is so important to us as Christians, being together in person isn't necessary, we hope, to be together the body of Christ. And this is one way we hope we will be able to stay together for as long as this time lasts. So during these minutes together, I will share some scripture with you and some meditation, some thoughts about it, and I hope that you will listen in and then perhaps share your own thoughts with one another or call me up, send me an email. I'd be happy to continue the conversation. But now, as always, let's begin with prayer. Discerner of hearts, we give you thanks and praise for giving us the opportunity to be together, even when we are apart. We know, O God, that you look beneath our outward appearance and see your beautiful image in each one of us. May your Holy Spirit cleanse us from whatever prevents us from recognizing truth, so that we may see the world through your eyes and with the compassion of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. For today's first reading, we turn to the letter to the Ephesians, where the author speaks of his Gentile audience's conversion in terms of moving from darkness to light. The theme of moving from darkness to light is also a feature of today's gospel reading, as you'll hear. But now, reading from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 8 through 14, listen for God's word. For once you were darkness, but now in the Lord you are light. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light is found in all that is good and right and true. Try to find out what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what such people do secretly. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for everything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, "Sleeper, awake, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." So ends the first reading. Today's gospel reading again focuses on Jesus' impact on an individual in John's gospel. On its surface, the story appears to be a healing story, but at a deeper level, the story is also about how a person comes to see Jesus for who he really is when others do not. Reading from the Gospel according to John, chapter 9, verses 1 through 41. Listen again for the Word of God. Listen to a story. As Jesus walked along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked Jesus, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned. He was born blind so that God's work might be revealed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the light of the world, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When Jesus had said this, he spat on the ground and made mud with the saliva and spread the mud on the man's eyes, saying to him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which means sent. Then the man went and washed and came back able to see. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar began to ask, "Is this not the man who used to sit and beg?" Some were saying, "It is he." Others were saying, "No, but it is someone like him." He kept saying, "I am the man." But they kept asking him, "How then were your eyes opened?" He answered, "The man called Jesus made mud, spread it on my eyes, and said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' Then I went and washed and received my sight." They said to him, "Where is he?" The man said, "I do not know." They brought to the Pharisees the man who had formerly been blind. Now, it was a Sabbath day when Jesus made the mud and opened the man's eyes. Then the Pharisees also began to ask him how he had received his sight. He said to them, "He put mud on my eyes, then I washed, and now I see." Some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, for he does not observe the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a man who is a sinner perform such signs?" And they were divided. So they said again to the blind man, "What do you say about him? It was your eyes he opened." The man said, "He is a prophet." The Jews, in other words, the people who were there, did not believe that the man had been born blind and had received his sight until they called the parents of the man who had received his sight and asked him, "Is this your son who you say was born blind? How then does he see now?" His parents answered, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind, but we do not know how it is that now he sees, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him. He is of age. He will speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the religious leaders, for they had already agreed that anyone who confessed Jesus to be the Messiah would be put out of the synagogue. Therefore, his parents said, "He is of age. Ask him." So for the second time, they called the man who had been blind, and they said to him, "Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner." He answered, "I do not know whether he is a sinner. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see." They said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I have told you already, and you would not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples?" Oh, then they reviled him, saying, "You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses, but as for this man, we do not know where he comes from." The man answered, "Here is an astonishing thing. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but God does listen to the one who worships him and obeys his will. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." They answered him, "You were born entirely in sins, and you are trying to teach us?" And they drove him out. Jesus heard that they had driven him out, and when Jesus found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered, "And who is he, sir? Tell me, so that I may believe in him." Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and the one speaking with you is he." The man said, "Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. Jesus said, I came into this world for judgment, so that those who do not see may see, and those who do see may become blind. Some of the Pharisees near him heard this, and they said to him, Surely we are not blind, are we? Jesus said to them, If you were blind, you would not have sin. But now that you say, We see, your sin remains.
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.